Well, it sounds like a broken record, but here we go again. Morning sunshine, hot, humid, and then afternoon showers and thunderstorms. The coverage pretty decent yesterday of at least overall rainfall. At least half, if not more, of the area had some rain. Now, the heaviest rain certainly was hit and miss, depending on where you were exactly, but the storms packed a punch. 43-mile-an-hour wind gusts at NAS Jax, 49-mile-per-hour wind gusts at Huguenot Park. So they were some pretty strong storms, but with a relatively early start, they ended pretty quickly, and it should be the same story today with the first storms already evident by the noon hour, not too far from Jacksonville along the Highway 301 corridor, and then working east-northeastbound. That cuts off the hottest part of the day as well, and then we break out into some sun by late afternoon, and the temperatures try to recover a little bit, but that would seem to be the pattern yet again today. So keep an eye on the sky and look at that western sky. That's where the showers and storms will be developing on the sea breeze and then interacting with one another, those storms producing outflow boundaries, which are simply mini cool fronts, and they produce new showers and thunderstorms. And then as we get into tomorrow and Friday, the storms become a little more widely scattered. About 40% coverage tomorrow, down to 30% by Friday. So we get back into the mid-90s for highs. There are fewer storms, less cloud cover, a little bit hotter. Feel like temperatures around 105. We really haven't met heat advisory conditions the last few days, despite the advisories that have been in effect. But obviously, this time of year, it's always going to be hot. Take extra care to take care of yourself, one another, elderly, the young, drinking lots of water, lots of Gatorade, all that good stuff, lots of sunscreen, too. And then as we head into the weekend, the thunderstorm coverage pops up again for Saturday and Sunday with coverage greater than 50% each day, the way it looks over the weekend. But we'll start out with the morning sunshine and temperatures that reach into the low to mid-90s before those storms fire. So the weekend will be at times interrupted by storms, but very typical for what is right now about the peak of our lightning season, about the first 2.5 to 3 weeks of July. So we're in the midst of it, and respect that lightning by all means. The pattern does seem to be perhaps shifting a bit early next week with more of an onshore flow, winds out of the southeast, and that should change the overall wet weather pattern early next week during our wet season, which again has been sputtering, but we've at least seen it pick up a little bit the last couple of days. But that would imply potentially some showers early in the morning at the beaches and then shifting well inland by later in the day. But that's still a little bit ways off. We'll see how that pans out. But if so, it would also mean temperatures not as hot at the beaches and an heightened rip current risk. In the tropics, we still have nothing cooking. Good news there. More in Talking the Tropics with Mike. In the Burrish blog, I've posted an updated post here the last day, and with the NWS offering a tropical training session. It's meant for the public for you to be better informed and how to understand certain terms. It's July 29th through August 1st. It's virtual. It's online training. I've got the information in my blog and a link to which you can become a student, if you will, of this class by the National Weather Service, who's in cahoots with some of the other National Weather Service offices in Florida and the local southeastern region. Also, 56 90-degree days as of yesterday in Jacksonville. We hit a 90 degrees on the button yesterday, so almost fell short. But 56 days, we only average, well, I shouldn't say only, but we average 82 90-degree days a year. We are well on our way to that. Most likely, if we continue this trend, more than 100. We've been there before, but it's a lot of hot days. It took us until August 3rd last year to get to 56 90-degree days, if that gives you any idea. And last year was, last summer was hot, July and August especially. And news from Jacksonville University came out late last week. Dr. Quentin White retiring after 48 remarkable years at Jacksonville University. Great man, great professor, and doing great work right here at home. Knows that St. John's River like the back of his hand, and is an expert at all marine science, and so, but particularly well versed in the St. John's River. And Dr. White was really good to me and my daughter years ago when my daughter was interested in science. He heard about it, offered up to just show her around the campus one afternoon, and he did just that. That's pretty cool. So we'll miss Dr. White and doing the yeoman's work for, gosh, nearly 5 decades at Jacksonville University. I have the whole full story on that in the Burrish blog as well. With Ori Weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.